So I like to call him Mr. Monroe, but most people, especially if they live in the town of Monroe, they call him the first selectman. Terry Rooney now joins the show for the first time. Now, Terry and I have known each other for the last few months, have gotten to know each other, and he has not been on the show just yet. I wanted to make sure he was, like, comfortable. He's, you know, he's feeling good about his new role and was newly elected to the first selectman chair in Monroe, and now he feels comfortable. He just passed a budget yesterday, so, I mean, what better time than now to have him on the show? Terry Rooney, welcome to Melissa in the Morning. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want people to get to know you a little bit better, Terry. I know you've already been elected. So, you know, I just want people to understand your background a little bit more and your connection to Monroe. I also, if you don't mind, I know you spent more than a decade working in law enforcement. You were a Bridgeport cop in many different sectors for Bridgeport PD. So tell us about you, if you don't mind.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I was in law enforcement in Bridgeport for a few years. I think I went on the job 1993, and I retired in 2004 from a spinal injury. But I'll tell you, that was working in Bridgeport during those years. It taught me a lot of lessons that I've been able to move over to this career and into business. You know, that's kind of where I got my bones there in Bridgeport. So I learned a lot of lessons there. I learned a lot of tactical ways to handle things and certainly how to handle criticism from the public, right? You know, because in law enforcement, you deal with a lot of that. Also not to take things personally, you know, so those were attributes that were really important for this job. But yeah, I had a really great career with Bridgeport, you know, patrol, underwater search and rescue, as well as some academy work. I was an instructor in a police academy. So a lot of rewarding things I did there and that followed me, you know, through my life.
So why politics then, Terry? What made you want to jump to the first selectman position?
So my family, my mother's side of family has been in Monroe for somewhere in the area, 250, 300 years. So I've always kind of been connected to the town. You know, when I grew up in Bridgeport, my father was a firefighter, actually. He was the chief of the fire department at one point. But I used to ride my bike up here, and, you know, Monroe was like Shangri-La, you know, the streams and the lakes, and I like to fish. So, I don't know, it just kind of became part of me. And, you know, as I got older and decided to raise a family, I chose Monroe. So, you know, as you're there and you start seeing things go on, I got involved with the town. And like everything else, you start slow and then something starts to motivate you. And next thing you know, you're where I am. So that's pretty much, it wasn't the goal of any kind. It was just a progression of where I was focusing my work and my energy. Hmm. And, you know, now I'm here. So.
And so we have Monroe's first selectman, Terry Rooney, who joins the show, and this is his first term in office. And what I think is really interesting, Terry, so you're kind of different than typical politicians, if you don't mind me saying that. So Terry and I have kind of gotten to know each other, you know, off the microphone. I've seen him at a lot of events. He and I have got to talking. In fact, I just got to go to the town hall earlier this month, which was really neat, and meet your Parks and Rec department. So many different people who are serving the town of Monroe. Wonderful, wonderful people. And, you know, I noticed, for example, in your office, Terry, there's a picture of you. And you're signing a piece of paper. There are a couple cops surrounding you. And I thought, what is that? And he's like, oh, I'm just sitting there signing the new police contract. I said, I don't see any attorneys. I don't see a courtroom. Like, I just find you to be very non-conventional for a politician, which is very refreshing. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? I think it's different than the norm.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. You know, that was an important contract for our people. You know, I think we're in a world where when you're yourself, people appreciate that. And, you know, you can have a lot of knowledge, but you can present yourself in a very real way. I don't know how to be anybody different, Melissa, you know, so I'm very thankful that my style of doing things is working in town hall. You know, I obviously was a tad bit nervous about that because I could be a little rough around the edges at times. And, you know, I'm an ASAP guy. I like to get things done right away. And we know in municipal, that's not always easy, right? So there are some challenges. But, yeah, no, I've been very fortunate that the way I see things has worked. And, you know, I think, you know, politics is just about people. So if you care about people, I think you'll do really well. And I think that's important. I think, you know, many individuals that get into these positions, they lose their way. You know, they forget what it's about. It's about the people. And they may say it. They think it's about the people. But you got to show it. You got to prove that you care. And, you know, I'm trying to do that there. I didn't know that my message was going to be any different. You know, I appreciate you saying that. You talk to a lot of people. But yeah, I mean, I like to keep it upbeat. You know, I have great people at Town Hall. You know, they're incredible people. A lot of them could be doing higher level jobs, but they enjoy working at Town Hall because the convenience of being close to home and their families and stuff. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to have the staff. And I know you got a chance to meet Missy from Parks and Rec. She's got a lot of energy.
Hi, Missy. Before she thinks I'm not giving her a shout out, because Missy knows she's my girl in Parks and Rec. I love her. I love Missy. But one of the days that I was talking about after going to Town Hall, I did I think it was like 6 a.m. or something. I did a shout out just saying, you know, thank you so much to everybody in Monroe. And I was like, especially my girl, Missy. But, you know, I don't even know if Missy's in the shower right now. That's when she really listens to Melissa in the morning, which I love. I think that's the best. I'm always like, you know what? I love hearing when I am being listened to. That is always, and then I know what I'm working with here. But yeah, Missy's the best. I'm not going to name her because I don't want to embarrass her, and she's a doll. But here's, like, again, why I find you to be different. We're talking to Terry Rooney, who's the first electman in Monroe. So you have somebody in Town Hall, not going to say who it is and what office they work at, who, honest to God, when you got elected, admitted to you they did not vote for you, but you kept them employed. And I think that that's such a message of what are you bringing to the job versus do you really care what your political affiliation is or any of that? I think we need more of that, Terry Rooney. Like, I love that story. I know when she shared that story, she was embarrassed by it, but I said, you shouldn't be. I think that is a great story that I think we should see more in politics, that, hey, that's all right. You don't have to, you know, love either my political affiliation or whatever, but you bring something great to the town. You bring something great to this role. And I just think that's something to share.
Well, Melissa, you know, the one thing about that is it's not the admission of not voting for me. I looked at that as somebody who's honest.
Right.
You know, I didn't look at what it was and how it affected me. I was like, to me, that's honesty. And in these offices, you need people that are honest to you. You know, so many people come to you with different stories. Oh, you know, I want to develop this. I'm going to build this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, you get constant people every day trying to pull the wool over your eyes. And to sit in that seat in my office and go, I didn't vote for you. I saw that honesty trait. That overrides everything in my book.
Right. But that's, I think, what we lack right now, because God knows, I mean, when you look at not so much state, but it can happen sometimes. But when you look at even especially, you know, national politics, if you don't ride the line with your party, you're out, you know. And so it's refreshing. That was a standout story for me in 2024. And the person I'm talking about is probably like, that is really sad, Melissa. But it's not. When you look at the big picture of what's going on in our country, stories like that, I just think are really neat. And I wanted to highlight it. We have First Selectman Terry Rooney here from the town of Monroe. And yesterday, the town passed its budget. And there's a lot in there, obviously. We're going to put the link to the Monroe website on there if you want to read through it. But there were a couple things that really stood out, Terry, that I wanted to talk about this morning. And I have a feeling your background in law enforcement had something to do with it. First of all, cybersecurity and homeowners. This is a new fraud initiative in Monroe. Could you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, so yeah, the budget passing was a big thing. You know, obviously, it's my first budget as a selectman, so it was challenging, a lot of moving parts. But, yeah, getting into this, I got to be honest, though. while I was running for election, an individual, you know, cybersecurity, high-level cybersecurity people are all over the country. And I was approached by a gentleman who lives in the area and said, we really need to talk about this. And I was reluctant, you know, to kind of talk to somebody I didn't know, but I did. And it turns out they were, you know, a high-level military cybersecurity officer.
Wow.
And went through many of the things that were occurring, you know, what he could tell me. And it kind of put my ears up to the seriousness of it. And so I was running for election, and I started to learn a little bit more about it. And, you know, I know a little bit about computers, but I'm not a high-level tech guy. You know, I'm pretty much a blue-collar, you know, working guy. So I don't have that advanced knowledge. So when I learned about it, it made me nervous. And when it made me nervous, I said, well, there's probably many people my age or older than me that do not know about these things that exist. So when I did get elected, one of the first initiatives was to, you know, work on that and make sure that our citizens' information was safe, you know, that town hall was safe. The Board of Education was kind of a different thing in Monroe. But I wanted to pay attention to that. So I brought directors into the room, and we started talking about this, and our town clerk brought up a program for homeowner fraud. Many of us know or have seen homes have been sold under people's feet through contacts, through records, and things of that nature. So I wanted to make sure that that didn't happen in Monroe. So Vita Stone, our town clerk, brought this to me. It had been mentioned years in the past, but she brought it forward, and we got to doing it. So we started up, I think Avenue is the company. I'm trying to take that off the top of my head, but it's a homeowner fraud company, and the citizens of Monroe, they can sign up and they're protected. And I believe there's a connection with the name. So if like my last name being Rooney, let's say my father was to get hacked, it would show up as a Rooney, and they would get notified of every Rooney. So,
oh wow,
there's multiple levels of protection with it. And once again, I don't know a lot about it. Vita probably tell you more, but it was just something to protect what happened in other towns from protecting that from happening in Monroe. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, there's another program that we initiated for the overall protection of the town. So we spent some money on cybersecurity. I'm going to continue to boost that IT budget. The world that we live in, you know, with we all know we experience it every day. So I think we got to be very careful with our information, and we have to be very careful of how easy it is to obtain information, mm-hmm. you know, especially in the world of electric cars. You know, VIN numbers are like social security numbers now.
Yeah.
You know, you get somebody's VIN number in an electric car, you know, I don't know how to do it, but I know that people who have ill intent, they know how to do things to your vehicle. So, you know, we want to start thinking that way. And I think other municipalities should start thinking that way as well. We should take these the cyber security environment very seriously. So I do, and I will continue to do that.
So I just want to reiterate for people, there's been, you know, quite an investment in Monroe to look at cybersecurity, you know, this initiative for homeowners. But also, it sounds like there's new preventative software to protect, you know, entities like Town Hall and the information and the documents you have there, and to avoid cyber breaches. I mean, and unfortunately, Terry, you're completely correct. It's in the news constantly. We have major hospital systems, healthcare systems, businesses, corporations that are being hacked all the time, and it's putting people at risk, and it's also making people feel like they can't trust when they go to a hospital and they give information, when they work with banks, when they have major corporations that they work with for whatever reason. So you're giving that sense of release, that relief, that peace of mind, I think, for the average Monroe resident. And so I think it's a really great thing, and I think more people need to invest in, really take a look at cybersecurity. And we try to talk about that a lot on the show, even just small business owners having a cybersecurity expert come in and check their sites, or, you know, other bigger companies that maybe have the money, you know, invest in a part-time cybersecurity expert being on your team, because it's prevalent. It's happening all the time. And man, when you lose that information and you expose people, it's very hard to reverse that. And it's a lot of work. So I think that stood out to me. And I'm really glad that it passed in your budget. And I do want to let people know, if they want to see a full copy of the budget, you want to hear more about it, you certainly can go to the town website. We're going to put that up with the podcast, the interview podcast that we're going to have for Mr. Terry Rooney on our website at 10 o'clock on WACC600.com. Terry, please don't be a stranger. This was so nice having you on the show and introducing you to the WACC audience and family. Thank you so much. And I hope we get to talk again soon.
Melissa, thank you. It was a pleasure to be on the show. And, you know, you coming up to the office last week really spruced the place up a little bit. You know, everybody's excited to see you. So feel free. The town of Monroe welcomes you, so come see us anytime. And you're going to help us with the Missy's doing the bands at Wolf Park over the summer, and I think you're coming to guest speak. Is that true?
I believe so. Yeah, my girl Missy. You know, it's hard to say no to her. She's a wonderful human being, and she's very cool. We clicked right away, and you know, we have the same name. So I don't know. Just yeah, I love Monroe. I'm very excited to work more with you guys, and I appreciate just how kind and welcoming you guys were last week. So I'm excited to come back and see you very soon, certainly over the summertime. And I appreciate you, Terry. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Talk to you later. Thanks again.
Sounds good. First Electman Terry Rooney, who is out of the town of Monroe.